Now, this only escalates. All these issues only escalate as the network world marches on. We've already talked about the first milestone, that is, the net connecting, say, a billion people to perhaps a million e-businesses. The next milestone is what we in IBM call pervasive computing. 50 years ago, where did you find electric motors? Big factories, power plants, and they were big and expensive. Today you might find 100 electric motors in the typical home. They're in appliances, heating, ventilation systems, the CD player, the VCR, and, if you're so fortunate, the electric toothbrush. We don't buy electric motors anymore. They come inside of all the things we use and do every day. The same thing is going to happen with computing devices. Chips are getting so small and so inexpensive, they're being embedded in everything. Cars, appliances, tools, doorknobs, clothes. Most significantly, all of these tiny intelligent devices will be interwoven in the fabric of the computing and communications network. And what will this mean for consumers and enterprises?